It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I could be better.
I think you could.
No. For the first time in, 12 years, my hockey team is in first place of the conference.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened in a long, long time. Oh, here it comes.
That's the first time he said it was his team.
No, everyone, anyone that knows
now
me knows.
Now they're in first place.
See? No, anyone that knows me knows that the St. Louis Blues are my main team. So,
but when they lost, you always said it was.
I kept my season tickets even when they were going through that bad spell. But anyway, we have a couple of good guests here today. We've got Mindy Belton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. She is with us today. We also have the mayor of Gillespie, John Hicks, and the mayor of Benilde, Jeff Hendricks, along as well. We'll get to our conversations right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. And let's start things off. Mindy Melton, let's start with you, kiddo. Central Illinois Community Blood Center, how are things going with the blood center?
We're extremely low on O negative blood right now. Having a hard time keeping up. There's a lot of surgeries going on and a lot of different uses at our hospitals. O negative is a rare type to find. It's only about 7% of the population has it. So to find those donors when they're using it for all the trauma patients and things like that is a little more difficult, and the hospitals like to have plenty on hand.
And of course, we're getting warmer weather, and I'm assuming blood drives and blood supplies, this is the time when you need to stock up and make sure you have enough in case of a traumatic accident.
Absolutely. When the weather gets warmer, we all find fun things to do, like mow the yard and pull weeds and all that kind of stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah. So we're all outside keeping busy, traveling on the weekends, doing fun stuff because it is nice outside. But with that said, then we also have all the people who are getting surgeries in May because school's getting out and the weather is nicer and they don't have to worry about, you know, ice and crutches and things like that. So
I think pulling weeds, Uncle Ralph, is right up there top five and fun things to do. Don't
yeah.
You,
oh,
don't
yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd really, well, no, I won't go there.
Okay. Never mind. Hey. Keep it clean. Yeah, family show. Okay. Keep it clean. So, Mindy, I know blood drives have been scheduled quite frequently here lately, and you've got one coming up this weekend, next week? Or is it next week?
We have one today in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge, and that's from noon until 6. And then we have one next Wednesday at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge, and that's from 12 to 6:30.
Okay. And O negative is the flavor of the month that you're looking for?
It is. O positive as well. And then for some reason, we've been going through a lot of B positive and B negative as well.
Okay. And I think the mayor of Benilde's a B positive.
I'm thinking he must be.
I'm thinking so. Anything else going on with the blood center, though, now?
You know, we actually just had our blood drive here at Hillsboro High School last week. And
how'd that go?
I want to thank those kids. They did a really great job. We had 106 donors. We had 93 pints of blood, and we had 98 first-time donors. So that says a lot for, you know, to have that many kids step up and say that they want to give blood.
Outstanding. So the blood drive is at the Carlinville Elks Lodge this afternoon or today, mm-hmm. And then next week you're in a building Uncle Ralph and I are familiar with, the Hillsboro Moose Lodge, and that will be pretty much all day.
12 to 6:30.
12 to 6:30. Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for taking some time out, and we'll talk to you in the not so distant future. Let's swing the mic over, if you will.
Thank you.
And we've got Gillespie Mayor John Hicks and Benilde Mayor Jeff Hendricks. Alongside, we also have Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce along as well. See, I didn't forget you. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Jeff, let's start with you. because you have to deal with Mickey on a day-in, day-out basis because he's on your city council. This is a time right now I'm giving you. What type of guy is Mickey, is he to work with?
I don't know if we got enough time. Mickey stays pretty busy, keeps me pretty busy. Mickey's the head of the City Property Committee in Bunnell, and as you know, there's always something to fix or something to upgrade. So he does a good job. He keeps me busy.
That's good. That's good. Uses the cell phone minutes, probably.
That's right, yeah. Right. He's learned to text. That's interesting.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Could be
yeah.
dangerous, too.
Next thing you know, he'll be Facebooking. Watch it. Then he'll go from Facebook to Twitter. Watch out. While we have you here, let's talk a little bit about Bunnell and what's going on with the city.
Well, we're getting to that time of the year. We're going to be kicking off Paws in the Park here. What's the date on that, Mickey? Soon.
April 28th, Saturday.
And I encourage everybody to kind of keep track of the calendar events in the newspapers, because there's something going on at least every month, if not every weekend this summer. We're also working very hard in Bunnell to encourage new businesses. The Build Bunnell Committee's working hard. We're in the process of trying to secure some grants for some streetscape projects. Hopefully, if we can spruce it up a little bit, we can encourage businesses to come in.
On your streetscapes, can you explain what that is and what will that do for our town?
Well, like I say, it's going to be an improvement. There'll be sidewalk improvements, probably sidewalk widening. There'll be some lighting updates, landscaping. We want to get the new park, gazebo park, going good. That's gonna
Sidewalks and stuff like that. Yeah. So, and that park you mentioned, the park,
The gazebo park is gonna be kind of tied in. It's gonna be kind of a central anchor to the streetscape program, and then we're gonna utilize that for. It's across the street from the library, and we're gonna use that for summer book reading programs and things for the kids. So there is a whole lot in the works, believe me. We've been very busy in Little Bunnell.
And of course, budget time, covering city councils like I do and school boards. I know you're busy probably getting the budget ready.
Budgets are always interesting, and being able to stay within them is even more of a challenge sometimes. Obviously, Mother Nature was good to us this year. We didn't have near the cost of diesel fuel and what have you for snow plowing. That helped us out a lot. So hopefully we can spend that money upgrading some equipment.
And that's always key. And John, you know this as well, keeping your equipment up to date, whether it's a fire truck, whether it's a police car or a normal street department vehicle, just keeping that up to date, that's key.
We've been lucky. We was able to find a used dump truck just here recently from Sawyerville that was too big for them, so we utilized them as a way to buy a newer truck and not have to spend $40,000-$50,000, which we don't have. So, but we did just purchase a police car, which we had to do. Our cars are all in the 100,000 plus miles. There used to be grants that were available for vehicles like that, and we're applying for one now. Hopefully we'll get lucky, and then we may have two good vehicles that'll be new in the fleet. But money is always the issue with any city council, whether it be the budget or money you need to spend to operate. It's very short supply. You hate to raise prices on everything, but sometimes you have to have the money to run your business. It's like I always look at the city as a business. If you don't have the money to run it, you have to close. And that, and people don't look at it that way, but I do, being in business. That if you don't have the money to run your operation, you have to close the doors, and we don't want to do that.
So. And to add to it, the state financial situation, and I don't know how much Gillespie gets from the state or how much Bunnell gets from the state, but waiting on those payments, that kind of puts a burden on you guys trying to make ends meet, because if you're expecting $100,000 for something and it doesn't come up, you got to cover it somehow, some way.
Right.
Yeah, they've cut out several of the tax programs and that over the past several years. So there's far less coming in support coming in from the state than there ever has been.
And what is coming in, the way the state government runs, you never know when you're going to get that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, you may get it tomorrow.
And the checks vary every month. I mean, to what you're supposed to get and what you actually get.
At least the checks don't bounce.
Yet.
Not yet.
Explain the difference in our money from the road taxes. One month we get $1,200, the next month we get $1,800, the next month we get something different.
Yeah, there's really no way to explain it. I mean, they haven't really been able to explain it. I think they send you what they can, basically. And we've been in battle with IDOT for a couple of years now anyway.
When you're talking about that, that's motor fuel.
That's motor fuel
right. Tax.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That has a lot to do with population, too, I believe. Your revenue comes with your population. And the last revenue, mm-hmm. I mean, the last census they took, a lot of the communities like ours dropped in population. So there goes your money down because of that. Plus, they were underfunding it to begin with, I believe. They were trying to save money for themselves, and they didn't have enough to give out. Everybody said they cut everybody by a percentage anyway. So, but like Jeff said, the lack of snow removal this year, and that is going to help maybe to funnel that money into roads or sidewalks or something else that needs to be done. So,
and you mentioned a while ago a project that's coming up, and it's a constant project or battle, whatever you want to call it, in any municipality, large or small, and that's things like sidewalks. And, you know, once upon a time, that wasn't too big a deal, but now it is because of the cost of material. Concrete and everything is so high that it really really digs into your money.
Yeah, you're talking just for like a three-block area of Bunnell, you'd be talking in excess of $90,000 just to repair the current sidewalks. That's not counting, you know, widening them. Then you have to take into consideration, we have to make sure everything's handicapped accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That type of curbing adds to the cost, and it's just a constant barrage of...
You're talking sidewalks, so you're talking... There's a lot to it. You know, if it's on a residential property, derooting possible trees so that way the new sidewalk doesn't get damaged right off the bat. I mean, there's a lot that goes along to it.
Exactly.
You were talking about streetscapes projects before. There is a grant program out now. They're trying to redo it again, IDOT, mm-hmm. for streetscapes. And we applied for that last time they had it. Well, we didn't qualify, but to do our downtown lighting alone, I don't know how many lights it involves, maybe 10. It's over $100,000 just for engineering and the material and the process. And looked at Litchfield's nice streetscape, and I wish we could do something on that same line. But
they had a battle trying to get theirs like that.
Until we can come up with the funding to help fund it, we won't be able to do that either. So
let's switch things over to Gillespie on the Gillespie side. John, the floor is yours here. What's going on with the city?
Well, right now... We're in negotiations with unions right now. One union for the police department, which is sometimes can be a contentious battle, and sometimes be an amicable agreement. So we're just starting that process. I look for a very amicable agreement with them. I don't think we'll have any problems. But back to the money. The money is the main issue on anything we do. Finding the funding to do projects. You have to play it by ear monthly because of the money you get. You don't know what you're going to get, how much you're going to get. That's basically what's going on right with us. We're trying to stay above water.
And then, of course, the budgets as well.
Budgets coming up. We have to reset your priorities, I think, on that a little bit. We have to maybe change things around a little bit.
What people fail to realize, I think sometime, and I'm talking about people who live in the community, you spoke a while ago of purchasing a police car. And people have to realize that during the span of time that police cars have went from 20,000, or cars have went from 20,000 to 40,000. Everything that you have coming in the line of funds has increased very little. In fact, it may have decreased. So here you are with a double expense for a police vehicle, and the funds to purchase it with have maybe went the other way.
Right. People don't realize also the one city department you have that doesn't raise any revenue is the police department.
Yeah.
They are a accepted cost of doing business as a city. I mean, so the money you make on your other departments, water and sewer primarily, I think, is where a lot of your funding for the police department comes from. And people wonder why you have to raise your prices. Well, it's to keep the things that they're used to having as normal services. We don't want to cut back on police protection. That's one thing we prioritize as a priority, to keep the people of Gillespie safe. So
police or fire?
Well, we're lucky in that regard, because a fire now is a district which is taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So that money doesn't funnel through the city in any way, shape, or form, which it helps the cities out in that part. I've said before, it'd be nice if we had a metro police department that was combined in the same way the fire district was, where everybody in that district, which is a school district,
mm-hmm.
which is what the fire department is, would be funded through taxes on a tax base, then everyone would pay a fairer share of the cost of running this department. It would probably be a
is that realistic?
Nightmare to get started, but I mean, it would be something I think would be really.
I think it's going to be a necessity.
I think so
sooner
too.
Sooner than later, really.
Well, I mean, you're saying Benelden working together on and having a joint police force,
just like a fire district, make it a police. I don't. They call it a district, or they call it a metro police department.
Okay.
It's controlled by a board, just like the fire department, not controlled by the cities. And the funding comes through a tax base. But you start talking tax bases, people cringe because they know it's going to cost more money. That is a true fair way to give everybody the same protection and a cost that everybody pays the same share.
Let's lighten things up here. Okay. You talk about events that are coming on. Every summer I go on my fair and festival tour, and it always starts in Benelde and it ends in Benelde. Italian American Days, and then I think the week after it's Black Diamond Days. Those two events draw a lot to the, or mean a lot to the communities, don't they?
Absolutely.
A lot of people come home that weekend, both weekends, to catch up on old times and old friends they haven't seen in years.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're adding, we've got the arts and crafts shows now that are coming in. In addition to Italian-American, we've got the concerts in the park every Tuesday mm-hmm. night. They have free concerts. That has just really exploded. It just draws more and more interest. It's like I said earlier, you just check the events calendar, because there's always something going on.
The Cold Country Chamber of Commerce does have a website, coldcountrychamber.com, and you can find out any of the chamber events, any place in any of the communities that we hold them. From the dog show to the Bill Bunnell's craft show in May, the Italian American Days Memorial Day weekend, Black Diamond Days the following weekend, and then every Tuesday in June and July you got the summer concert series that's free and everything. They come with, we're averaging now over 350 persons per night on Tuesday night now. And then you have the Croatians and Labor Day weekend. They have not just the Croatians, but the Bill Bunnell has a art show. They started last year with that. Then in fourth Saturday in September is the Fall Festival, which draws between 5,000 and 6,000 in the last few years here. And that's a one-day event. It's one of the biggest events in Macoupin County. I'm not going to say the number one, because there's one other event which it happens later in the year.
Wouldn't be the T-shirt you have on, would it?
No.
Okay.
The Tritico bike ride in it's on the same day of the Fall Festival.
Right, okay.
And that starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. And we have roughly almost 400 to 500 riders last year. Each year it increases 20, 25, 30%.
The
so
main
we're bringing the people into the community, which has helped.
The main focus is, and this is just not where I live or where I came from, but for it's a Gillespie thing and a Benelde thing, is you guys got to be creative. You got to think outside the box to bring people and give them a reason to come home. And that's that sometimes can be a tricky task sometimes.
Well, the way you do it, just keep coming up with the events and advertise them.
Yeah,
that's key.
They're always trying to find new ways to bring
people. Yeah, you know, and keep in touch, because the civic organizations, we just had the mouse races in Benelde at the Civic Center. We just had the fire department had their trivia night. Those were both successful. There's always something going on if you're looking for something to do.
And that's very important. You know, you can't just rely on you can't just rely on one or two fundraisers, as you said. You have something going on all the time, and it amounts to a few dollars here and a few dollars right. there, but they all total up, and the grand total is what you're looking for.
That's exactly right.
Trivia seems to be the big draw right now. There's it a lot is. Of trivia contests, and and I know that a lot of the things in schools are parent-funded a lot of times because the school didn't have all the money to do it. And that, like the, I think the girls' soccer team just had a trivia night last weekend, and there seems like there's one going on almost monthly. So
Tobin and I have trouble with these trivia nights because we go on and they start throwing those questions at you, like who's buried in Grant's tomb and stuff, and just throw us, you know, it's hard for us to figure that kind of stuff out.
I went from participating to hosting.
Yeah.
That's easier, huh?
Actually, it's difficult. You tried coming up with 10 rounds of questions in that. Sometimes can be a task. So, but gentlemen, it's always a pleasure having you here, and it just seems like things are going at least well for the city of Benilde and for the city of Gillespie. And yes, Mickey,
we're working as a team with the city, the chamber, the Lions, the Rotary, the Optimist Club, all the civic organizations, and just the school district itself with the schools there. Everybody's working as a team, so we have to work the team to make this work.
Absolutely, and that's a major key. And I think what you guys were discussing about, or John, what you were discussing about the joint maybe police district, I think you guys are heading in the right direction to alleviate some problems. And I hope you can possibly get that accomplished. I don't know what it will take. Council approval, obviously, I hope that can come into fruition.
And you guys sat in an area where you have a lot of small communities involved with Benilde and Gillespie and Mount Clair and several little municipalities, and everybody wants protection.
Well, we contract with Sawyerville and Mount Clair. The Benilde Police Department provides police protection by contract for them. We actually dispatch out of Mont Olive. I mean, it's already gotten to be where we all have to kind of rely on each other.
Sure.
Obviously, we don't have a lot of policemen on duty at any given time, so when major things break out, the departments all assist each other now, as it is. So.
Perfect example, when the Coliseum, this past year, when the Coliseum Ballroom caught on fire, you had not only Benilde and Gillespie teaming up, you had Staunton, you had, I mean, you had, I think you had the Marine Corps always, yeah, I mean, yeah. Not really, but I mean, you had everyone out there.
It was an army.
23 fire departments in one way or the other representing or assisting. Two departments from out 30 miles away had water trucks. They were running and getting water from other areas to bring pump in because they were using a million gallons fast.
And what's the plan for that site? Is there any plan, or is it just to wait and see what the owners want to do with it?
Yeah, we've approached the owner a couple of times with some potential business prospects. I think eventually we'll be able to figure something out for the site, but there's just nothing concrete at this point.
Okay, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Mindy, of course, we've got the blood drives at the Carlinville Elks Lodge today and then next week at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge. Thank you for your time. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Mickey, it's always a pleasure, my friend. And we will talk to you next week. On the flip side, the man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles with the Market Report, is coming your way next.